The history of Nevitzke Castle begins as far back as the 12th century. At that time, there was a small earthen hill fort, protected by ramparts and moats. Destroyed during the Tatar-Mongol invasion in 1241, the fortification was rebuilt in the second half of the 13th century. In the 14th century, the flags of the new ruler, Karl Robert Anjou, who defended his rights to the Hungarian throne with blood, iron, and intrigues, were hoisted over the castle. In 1326, Anjou passed the castle and the surrounding lands to his faithful ally, János Drugeth. From that time until the ruination of the fortress in the middle of the 17th century, it was the Drugeth family who owned the castle. Throughout its history, being located on the border, the fortress controlled the route from Uzsok Pass. On the territory of the palisade, in addition to collecting the duties, active trade was taking place. Its international scale can be evidenced by the found trade seal from Flanders. This is modern northern Belgium today. After passing the palisade, you can see the moat dug in the middle of the 15th century. Water was supplied to it from a nearby mountain under natural pressure through wooden underground pipes. Interestingly, the moat was used not only for defense, but also for fish breeding. The wall in front of the moat was erected in the middle of the 15th century and was lower than similar buildings in previous epochs, due to the fact that firearms began to be used. In the courtyard of the castle, you can see the remains of the well reservoir and two donjons, the main towers of the fortress. In general, there were three towers like these in Nevitzke Castle. In the second half of the 13th century, a round tower was erected, which is not visible any longer. In the middle of the 14th century, a rectangular one, whose outline can be seen even now. In the middle of the 15th century, the main tower was constructed, and it still stands there. The history of the castle is connected with a bloody legend about the evil maiden. The princess ordered to take away breast milk from the mothers and add it to the mortar to strengthen the walls. When the young children began to die, cries, fear, and hatred swept across the area. A young man who lived in the nearby village gathered a large army and finally defeated the maiden. In 1644, the Transylvanian army stormed the fortress and blew it up. Nevitzke Fortress was not rebuilt since then. Only at the end of the 19th century, the ruins began to arouse interest. Here a lime alley was planted and a fountain was built. The park was dedicated to the famous Hungarian forestry scientist Karl Wagner. At the same time, the first restoration attempts were made. However, they were prevented by the First World War. During the Czechoslovak period, the roof of the main tower was modified. Several attempts to fortify the ruins were made during the Soviet era. In the 90s, the fortress was explored by a volunteer expedition led by Oleksandr Dzembas. This archaeologist from Uzhgorod can rightly be considered the last knight of Nevitzke Castle, as he has been working for a long time to preserve the historical heritage of the site. The restoration of the main and outer towers began a few years ago. Now the panoramic site of Nevitzke Donjon is ready to receive guests again.